I don't know where our music is. I don't know where it is.
Blaring rock and roll music right now.
We should, and that may not be our fault. It may be because our network, the Genesis Communications Network, has just moved studios. And it can be a real hassle to move a studio, especially the kind of studios these guys have over at Genesis. That, again, that's our syndicate.
It's one of the largest syndicates out there, if you consider the amount of programming offered.
I mean, from sheer hours of programming offered to radio stations, Genesis is the biggest. I mean, they've got four channels at any given moment of content. And, you know, a lot of the times there's four different shows on each one of those channels. So
I'd say that if they managed to move the operation in one day, and the worst thing that happened to us is the
we missed our music bed.
Yeah, we're in pretty good shape.
So we are live. We're good. Welcome. Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls. Presuming the phones are working, we actually haven't tested that yet. I haven't tested it yet. I presume Genesis has tested the phones. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So, you know, we got a lot to talk about. As usual, there's a bunch of stuff in the news. Shooting-related news coming out of Colorado again, apparently. And Aurora, Colorado, again.
It's really tough on that community, I'm sure. You know, they had the obviously the thing that went on at the movie theaters during the summer, and then
right.
I guess there's four dead, including the shooter at a townhouse in Aurora now.
So now the townhouse shooting, I haven't had a chance to look into, but as I understand it, just from glancing at the news piece, it appears there was allegedly a hostage situation with that one.
So I heard. Yeah.
So it's the police shooting somebody in that particular case, correct?
Well, they shot the gunman.
Yeah. Okay. So the gunman had allegedly shot other people prior to the police arriving?
As I understand it.
Okay. So what about this?
Well, you know, for me, I was just watching it today, and I was thinking about, you know, the James Holmes thing earlier, and I was just kind of wondering about that. As far as this, you know, this situation goes, I mean, it's tragic, but, you know, what does anyone do about crazy people? I mean, you know, it's really inconvenient for, you know, for the preservation of people's gun rights when it comes to, you know, incidents like what occurred in Connecticut. Obviously, guns are going to be used in the commission of murders, but I understand that they're not even the largest thing used in murders, that hammers are even higher than guns, but, you know, whatever. This is, you know, the guns are what's going to get the credit for it.
Well, the story here is from Reuters that I've got. A gunman who barricaded himself inside a townhouse after killing three people in the home was shot to death by police this afternoon in Aurora, Colorado.
Right.
The same suburb of Denver where 12 people were slain in the movie theater massacre last July. The gunman and his three victims, as well as a woman who fled safely from the home at the outset of the violence and alerted authorities, were all believed to be related to one another, according to the police spokes bureaucrat. But the motive for the killings was not immediately understood. A hostage negotiation team called to the scene had sought to talk to the suspect and talk him into surrendering for about 5 hours before police moved to shoot tear gas into the home, prompting the gunman to open fire on officers from inside. About an hour later, the gunman began firing at police again from a second-floor window. So it sounds like after they shot the tear gas, they actually didn't complete the raid because he managed to shoot them away,
I guess,
by shooting at them. And the police returned fire at that point from where the man was in the second-story window and allegedly killed the suspect. At that moment, officers entering the townhouse found the bodies of the gunman and three other people who were presumed to have been shot hours earlier before police were called to the scene. So, so yet another gun-related violence incident, which inevitably will lead to more calls for gun control, which seems like it's coming soon. And that's what everybody believes, at least. Whatever political perspective you're coming from, it seems kind of where things are going.
They're going after magazines, too, 30-round magazines, and I guess it's higher than 10-round magazines is another thing that people are going for. You know, to me, I look at it as a human rights issue. You have the right to defend yourself. You know, just because I don't think you need what I guess they're calling an assault rifle. It's difficult to know what an assault rifle is. Just because I don't think you need a semi-automatic rifle with a 30-round clip doesn't mean that you don't think you need it, and that's your business. I don't think you need a car that goes too fast either, so, you know, whatever.
So the reason why you brought this story in, Mark, is because what? I mean, there's killings that go on all across the country every single day.
I didn't bring this story in, Ian. I was seeing a little bit of news today, and it made me think about the James Holmes incident.
Right.
And that is, prompted, and they were on the news today, I guess this week or something. The lawyers are, did something in his case, and the... the news announcer was talking about they're setting themselves up for the insanity plea, and I know that there's been a lot of people really upset about the insanity plea for James Holmes, the Colorado Aurora shooter, the summer Aurora shooter,
mm-hmm.
And I always just kind of wonder why. I mean, what is it about the insanity plea that gets people all upset? I mean, do you think that this guy's getting off if he gets an insanity plea? If the judge deems him as insane, then they're going to put him in some kind of insane asylum.
He doesn't just get to go home.
No, he's not going to go home. He's going to go.
I was insane. I'm all right. Everything's fine.
He's going to go to an insane asylum, which is going to look a lot like prison. As a matter of fact,
like it's a high security insane asylum.
Right. It's going to be worse than prison in many ways.
Why?
Well, because you're not going to have the same level of mobility that you do in prison. I was in prison in the state of Florida, and I was able to have a job. Now, admittedly, some people don't like their jobs in prison, and some of the jobs in prison stink, but,
yeah.
A person has to have work in order to keep their mind right. I mean,
something to do.
You gotta have something to do, and I think that in the insane asylum, likely he will have no work. So, you could consider that a better or worse situation, depending on your perspective and level of sloth that you tend to maintain in your own life. I would consider it a far worse situation. I would consider an insane asylum, having been in prison and heard stories about insane asylums, I would prefer to be in the prison than the insane asylum. So why is it people always get so bent out of shape about people taking an insanity plea? I just don't understand.
Well, that's a good question. And if you've got an answer, you're welcome to try our phone lines out at 855-453. this is an open phones show. Mark, you don't do Friday nights, but last night at the very last segment of the show, they were kind of pulling the plug on the old phone system at the old studios, and so we actually didn't have phones in the last segment of the show. I don't know how it's going to go tonight. I know they're tinkering right now with the phone lines to make sure everything is okay. So you're welcome to try it out at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Do you think that the insanity plea is somehow a preferable situation to going to prison? Mark, based on very little experience that I've had with knowing about the insanity plea, I would say there probably are people who think that it's some level of less serious punishment. Because why else would the attorneys go for it? What's their motivation? Why would the defense attorney, if indeed it is worse to be in this insane asylum prison than the regular prison, why would they push for it? What's the benefit?
I guess that the reason that you would do it is it would take the death penalty out of play, which, of course, brings up the death penalty conversation. In my opinion, I wonder also why people who consider themselves to be fiscal conservatives are such big proponents of the death penalty. Perhaps it's an issue of education, and they don't realize that it costs more than 10 times as much to execute someone as it does to keep them in prison for the rest of their lives.
It's emotional. I mean, the death penalty is straight up an emotional issue. People that are asking for the death penalty believe in the idea of the eye for an eye, which, of course, the eye for an eye kind of punishments make the whole world blind. But these people that want the death penalty and support the death penalty, they believe that it's somehow going to make things better, that it's somehow going to make the victims feel better if that scumbag who killed their loved one or raped somebody or whatever is put to death, as though that's going to fill the hole in their heart, fill the void that was left by their loved one.
Also, I'd say that the death penalty in the United States qualifies as cruel and unusual punishment, which is outlawed by the Constitution.
So, is the insanity plea somehow preferable? 855-453. Your thoughts on the death penalty, also welcome. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
/55-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content on the site if you would like. You can just go to freetalklive.com and submit something. Find whatever it is online that you think is interesting, you think our listeners would enjoy. Submit it as showprep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page on our website where it waits for votes. And there must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted, in order for it to be promoted to the front page of the site. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. By the way, we were talking about guns. There is that possibility that there could be some kind of gun legislation coming soon in the national level. And therefore, people are, these guns and magazines are flying off the shelves. ManVentureOutpost.com can help you.
That's right. They've got ammunition. They've got all kinds of rifle accessories, firearm accessories, you know, handgun accessories, holsters, and all kinds of things for people who are any kind of outdoor enthusiast. You know, maybe you want some binoculars or a tactical flashlight, or you know, those tactical flashlights are really bright and they can you know, just a small one can really light things up. Boating equipment, tents, apparel, whatever it is that you need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And I think that the real claim to fame for ManVentureOutpost.com is, really, they've got the lowest prices. Every time I've gone there and bought anything, I've kind of taken a look around because, you know, when they're an advertiser on the show, you make the claim they've got the lowest prices, then you want to be able to check. But, you know, you need to check everything for yourself. But my experience is every single time they've been the lowest price I've seen. So it's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, and it's family-owned and operated. Go check them out at ManVentureOutpost.com. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
855-450-FREE. Our network just made the move to brand-new studios, and so we're going to go to the phones here in a moment and make sure. Hopefully everything is working. We'll find out here shortly. But we've been talking about the death penalty. And, Mark, you were inspired to talk about the Aurora shooter again, the guy from the theater, not today's shooter. Apparently there was another shooting today in Aurora in a house where three people were allegedly murdered. And the gunman has been shot and killed. But this got you thinking about the Aurora shooter who I guess they're going after to get – they're trying to get him the insanity defense or the insanity plea.
Right.
And you're – flummoxed as to why it is people oppose the insanity plea. Like, the people, they're in, insanity, you can't just let this guy, that's like he's getting off. But apparently it's not. You said the guy that shot Reagan is still in prison.
Yeah, John Hinckley Jr.
Insane asylum.
Right. I guess his name's John Hinckley Jr. It's been a long time. I was a kid when this occurred. But he's still in at St. Elizabeth's Hospital. He's not going anywhere. I mean, what's the difference between this guy who shot somebody in 1982 being in this insane asylum for 30-something years versus being in a prison for 30-something years?
Let's go to Lenny. He's listening in Battle Creek, Michigan, to WBCK. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I just wanted to say I can answer your question. I think that people think that the typical experience for somebody in a mental institution is talking to therapists all day in a nice and having a nice cushy bed all themselves. And if they're guilty, our vengeful, vindictive society wants to keep these people in a prison, you know, where homosexual rape and violence is the order of the day as perceived by the public, rightly or wrongly.
Yeah, wrongly.
That is what they want.
Yeah, I'd say it's wrongly. Having spent 8 years, 6 months, and 21 days of my life in the Florida State prison system, I'm going to say that the incidences of rape are much, much exaggerated in the media. I'm sure it happened.
It makes for interesting television.
Yeah,
shows.
Yeah. I mean, all the things that I've seen on Oz, I saw in prison, but I was there for 9 years. So, you know, if I saw one incidence of violence where somebody got their ear bit off, okay, it didn't happen every episode.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it is a public perception, though, and people,
yep.
It's almost a sort of a joke, you know, or it's like a wink and a nod that,
yeah, sure,
you know, Bubba's going to get you when,
yep,
you go to prison.
That's exactly the idea. As though sodomy somehow fixes people's broken minds.
Right.
You know, that's not where they're putting that thing. So, I mean, it's not going to jostle anything around and fix it.
People who, you know, their perspective of folks who go to jail or go to prison isn't that they want them fixed. I mean, the average person wants them, like you're suggesting, Lenny, they want them punished. They don't care about those people. They don't even consider them to be human beings. They consider them to be thugs and scum, and they just want them to be, you know, treated terribly. And it's awful because these prisons and jails are filled with peaceful people. I mean, there are people in there, a lot of them, who've never harmed another human being in their entire life. They're there because they had some marijuana and were selling it, or, you know, some other situation in which there is actually no victim. Those people are all over the place.
Oh, I completely agree with that. But what I want, I would like to say this, that I'm against the death penalty for a number of reasons. But when I talk to coworkers and people I know, well, how can you be, you know, how, they always ask me, how would you feel if your brother, you know, was brutally murdered? You know, you would want to pull the switch on the, you know, on the electric chair for him. And it's like, well, sure, because that's my family. I would feel that way. But society is not the family. And it's not society's duty to fulfill people's personal basis, you know, desire for revenge.
Vengeance, yeah. It's the justice system, not the vengeance system. And
thank you.
You know, it so just doesn't. It doesn't. For one, with the way the death penalty is today, all it is this. You know, to some extent, the death penalty is this rent-seeking behavior by lawyers. Lawyers get paid, you know, just an incredible sum of money. You know, to be able to prosecute all these death penalty cases, either from the state or wherever it comes from, versus, you know, some guy sitting in life in prison, just sitting there eating bologna sandwiches. He doesn't cost that much. The bed's already there.
Oh, I'm sorry to laugh. That's just sad.
Lenny, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Anything else on your mind tonight? Appreciate it, man.
No, that's plenty. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share with us your thoughts on the death penalty, insane asylums, or the insanity defense. I think Lenny's spot on. I mean, people just don't know. Whenever they think about insane asylums, they're probably thinking about whatever popular culture that they've been exposed to. So One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or something
Yeah, I mean, who would want to be there, though? I mean,
well, in that movie, they're trying to escape. Don't they actually escape for a short bit?
I can't really remember. I read the book too, but it's been a long time. You know, that these places are not great places. They're really not that much different than prisons. Probably worse than prisons in many ways. You know, so the idea that somebody wants to get the insanity plea, I suppose, really is only of any value if they're trying to avoid the death penalty. Let's point out, however, that Colorado hasn't executed anyone in the last decade, and in the last three decades has only executed one person.
All right, more coming up here with you and your thoughts. You're certainly welcome to comment on anything if you would like. 855-453. More about the shootings here in a bit with some news from Sandy Hook. The Sandy Hook area, of course, was the recent shooting whereby something like 20 children were slaughtered. What's going on there to supposedly prevent shootings in the future? This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. They're all totally free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. You can go and see the ladies who listen to this show. A selection of them, those who have decided to share with us their validated photo or video to prove that they're listeners of the show, because we were getting scammed for a while, so we came up with a way to make sure that the person sending the picture was who she claimed to be. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And actually, if you scroll down, we have the Hall of Shame, where we show you some of the ones that faked us out over the years. So shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend all that money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. If you try to play some game against somebody who knows the rules well, the chances of you winning are pretty slim, especially in a courtroom where there's all kinds of rules. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course, HowToWinInCourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader could learn it over the weekend. So it doesn't take a long, long time to learn how to do this. It's howtowinincourt.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there at their brand new website. Go there, use the free tools, buy the course. The course itself costs less than an hour with a good attorney. Howtowinincourt.com. When you graduate, when you finish the course, you'll get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. And when you check out, make sure you use the pull-down menu that's mention Free Talk Live, or if you call them, mention Free Talk Live. It's howtowinincourt.com.
All right, so this is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything. You don't have to talk about the insanity plea or prison or the stuff we've been discussing. Let's go first to Chris, listening in the Bronx. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris. You can't listen on the radio.
You got to listen on the phone.
On the phone. Rule number one.
Hello.
You're on the air. Chris. Chris going once. Chris going twice. I'll put Chris back on hold. Apparently the line's still hot. Look, just a little tip for anyone who's never called talk radio before. You usually are connected to a live feed when you're on your phone, but when you're listening on the radio or via internet, you are hearing something that has been put through a delay broadcast device.
Usually the reason for that is because sometimes people, you know, in their language slip up and say some of the wordy birds that you can't say on the air. So I should clarify,
on the internet, there's no delay broadcast device on the internet. If you're listening to our streams over at listen.freetalklive.com, but there's always a delay in the internet stream.
Real life has a delay.
Right. It takes time for the signal to go from our servers to you over the public internet. So when you're on hold, please don't listen to whatever it is you're listening to. Use your phone to listen it. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to give them another try here. Chris, are you with us? Chris in the Bronx. Going once. Chris going twice. All right. Maybe we're also having phone trouble. That could be an issue.
We did just take a call,
but, you know, there could be still some tweaking going on or who knows what. So we were talking about the death penalty and also the insanity plea, which apparently the benefit to taking the insanity plea is apparently that you will not be put to death.
Well, I think some people are probably, some people who are facing some kind of sentence or another would prefer to go to an insane asylum or whatever it is, the state mental hospital, over a prison because they've heard some terrible stories about prisons or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not recommending prison as a place to live. However, I would say that if you're comparing it to a state mental hospital, it's likely better. Sometimes there's furloughs to work up to and that kind of thing, but they have those from state prisons in a lot of cases also, or people who are incarcerated by the Department of Corrections. I went home on a furlough near the end of my sentence while at a work release center, and certainly there are different states have different rules on that. So I just kind of think that people have this visceral, knee-jerk reaction to the insanity plea that is completely unwarranted. The only real reason for an insanity plea, to my mind, to the educated person taking an insanity plea or whatever, obviously that sounds a little counterintuitive, but it would be to avoid the death penalty. I tend to think that the death penalty is another knee-jerk, visceral reaction and is generally not backed up by the facts and education.
Well, the facts are there have been, a couple hundred people over the last 20 or 30 years that have been exonerated from death row?
Released. Some of them have been released for other reasons, but there have been more than 100 that have been shown to be, not guilty. Not guilty on death row. I don't mean they were guilty of a lesser offense. I mean that they were not guilty.
Yeah.
And that's in the course of 30 years since the Furman decision, the Furman decision outlawed the death penalty for like a year and a half or something like that, but they brought it back in the United States. And, I just tend to think that people that I used to be a pro-death penalty person. I read a little bit about it, and my mind was changed. I realized that it isn't a deterrent.
Well, that's what people believe.
If you look at states that don't have the death penalty sitting right next to states that do, you can see that there is no correlation.
Mm-hmm.
There is no correlation between crimes that have the death penalty in one state or the other. You'd think that there'd be many fewer, since Oklahoma kills more people per capita.
Statistics don't matter because it's an emotional issue, as I was talking about before.
Right.
So you can talk all you want about your numbers and statistics and reality, but people believe that because the death penalty exists, that there are fewer crimes being committed.
To some extent, I believe what you're saying, but this world isn't a democracy, and it doesn't matter what 51% of the people believe. What really matters is changing the minds of the folks that influence others. People that can influence others tend, from a personality type, to be people that look at facts. So really, it's a sea change situation, and you need to talk to people that can listen to facts instead of people that listen with their hearts. Those are really the people that that need to be swayed. Because once enough of them are swayed, shown the facts, then the people that react by emotion tend to go along with them.
Well, one of my favorite stories, and there have been a few of these stories that I've been privy to being able to read over the years, was the one that we talked about, I don't know, several months ago. I actually read it while I was in jail. It was in a People magazine. It was about a lady who ended up becoming friends with and forgiving the guy who murdered her son.
Mm.
And I just feel like if people have it within them, they must, right? Because she did it. So that means that you must have it within you, the capability to forgive someone for doing something so horrific. I mean, this... It was a high school party, somebody was messing with somebody else's girl, and somebody pulled out their gun, and this guy shot the dude to death.
Mm.
So, I mean, it was a terrible situation. It was definitely not an accidental killing. This guy intended to shoot this guy. Maybe he didn't intend to kill him, but he definitely intended to, you know, to hurt the guy. And this woman found it within her to forgive him, and now they're next-door neighbors.
Well, it's a shocking story, and it gives you hope for the human species. I don't think that somebody whose child has been killed necessarily should or is going to be benefited.
They're not under an obligation to forgive the person, but I just feel like everybody says things like, "Well, if it were my son or daughter, I'd be pissed. I'd want to have them executed. Of course, I would." But maybe that's not the right direction to go. Maybe that's the inhumane direction to go in, and maybe the path worth traveling is the one less traveled, the one more difficult, the one that really requires some growth as a human being. It's easy to say, boy, that son of a bitch, why, how could he do that? I hate him. I hate him so much, and I want to see him perish. I want to see him die.
I'll get closure that way.
Right. People tell themselves these things. But it's easy to do that. That's the easy response. That's the natural response. It's the natural response to be angry at somebody who takes something that you love, who takes a loved one or does some sort of damage to you. It's easy to do that. What's challenging is to find forgiveness for that person, and I think that's the worthy road. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. I believe we've got the phones working again. We're going to try those out in moments. 1-855-450-FREE, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want and do it toll free here live Saturday edition of the show, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com to support the show by shopping with us. You can get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there, and the Amazons for Canada, UK, and the US. So you click into the right Amazon for you, and you can purchase various different products from Amazon. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Same great deals, same great selection, same great reviews, and everything you're used to with Amazon. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon knows to cut us a portion of the sale. And one of the things that you can get on Amazon is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It is coming out on DVD for the first time ever, coming out on the 22nd. So we've got about 2 weeks to go here until the official street date, as it is called. And I don't know yet whether or not it will be available in stores. I know they're negotiating those deals right now. So when I know, you know, if it's going to be in, like, Best Buy, I will certainly let you know if that is the case. But you don't want to go to Best Buy anyway. You want to go down on Amazon, where you can get it for a pre-order discount of $8.99. It qualifies for free Super Saver shipping, so that means that if there's a couple other things you want to pick up, add them all to your cart. As long as you've got $25 in your cart, you get free shipping. So you get the director's cut DVD of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. This is a movie that both Mark and myself appear in, and I am the executive producer of the film. I'm really happy with how it turned out. If you haven't seen it yet, you can watch it tonight. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and check it out online. The original version of the original cut of the film is available online for free. The director's cut is a little bit different. There's some different scenes that have been swapped in and swapped out. It's improved. We tweaked it. It's the best version thus far of the film, and you get all kinds of great bonuses, like commentary tracks. There's a solo commentary track with just Derek J. Because we did a commentary track with me, Derek, and Bo Davis, the editor and other producer of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, Derek felt like he really didn't have a chance to focus on enough of the things he really wanted to. So I said, well, why don't you just do your own commentary track? So we actually have a DVD with two, count them, two commentary tracks on it.
Sweet.
It's pretty cool. And there's all kinds of other bonuses. You can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. It'll take you right to the Amazon page to where you can place your order for that. Again, order.victimlesscrimespree.com. If you want to know more about the Victimless Crime Spree DVD, just go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and the pitch and all the special features are listed right there on the front page. We're going to do Third Time is the Charm here. Chris in the Bronx. One more shot. Chris, are you with us? Hopefully it works this time.
Hey guys, what's up?
We got you now.
Excellent.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I heard some rumors about potential sports teams coming to New Hampshire, like professionals.
Really?
What, like for a visit to see the leaves and stuff in the fall?
No, they'll actually stay there and play, I heard.
What are we talking about? Cavaliers? What are we talking about here?
55453. Wow. Hopefully our board operator was able to hit the dump machine, because normally we have the dump machine and move to a new studio tonight. So hopefully that, yeah, he got it taken care of. Sorry, buddy, your F-bomb didn't make it on the air. 855-453, the number. Let's continue here and go to Michael listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Hello there. Yes, I just wanted to tell you what I've a couple of text messages I've sent out both to the White House, the speakers, and to my congressman, and that is that banks are not subject to U.S. courts in other countries like that, and neither are the citizens. And yeah, I don't know about you guys or anybody else that's listening, but I'm getting tired of this heavy-handed ways of the government up there thinking they can tell everybody else in the world how to live their lives. You know, picking on people like that. And here you got that bank in Switzerland, according to the news that I've seen before. It's been around for two or three centuries. So now here it is closing down, which it shouldn't have to. Okay. And look at all these innocent people going to be losing their jobs now. Then the government's going out there, except for the banks that the government people have got offshore accounts in. They're going to these other ones out here. They want to scrape up this money, maybe get a bunch of others going down here. And they don't have any legal authority or jurisdiction over any of these people in any other countries, period. And I think it's time for people to complain.
They may not have jurisdiction, but they certainly have influence. You're talking about the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, a lot of influence.
It's true. Their jurisdiction supposedly ends at the national borders, but they have military might, and they've got military bases all around the world. And, of course, other countries know that the United States government is more than happy to roll in tanks and troops whenever it is they darn well please, and or use some sort of sanctions or put economic trade, you know, barriers to trade up, tariffs and things like that to punish. There's all kinds of different tactics that they can use to punish the other governments and the people of those other countries.
Well, those people can the rulers, they can punish right back, too, as far as that goes, man. Because this is, I'm just feeling, because I don't know what about you guys, but I've done a lot of studying on things over the years, and the world is blaming the U.S. for all these troubles and problems out here. Well, they're right on that.
Mm-hmm.
Much, and I just believe with these nuclear powers out here and so on like that, that sooner or later these countries are going to say, all right, if we want to have world peace, we got to get rid of the U.S. Then it's going to blow us right off the map, because of these heavy-handed tactics.
Certainly the United States has, the CIA and organizations like that are all up in other governments' business and that kind of thing. But the United States is no more responsible for, say, the European debt crisis than Liechtenstein. Most of that stuff going on is Europe's problem.
Michael, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. Let's continue with Barry, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Barry, you're in Idaho. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to address the gun control issue. I think that too many people out here who are firearm owners, I'm one of those, are caught up on the gun control when really the issue is not the gun control as much as it is simply government control. It's It's their lust to control everything, and I think that, you know, gun owners should get off of it and come together with people who see that they're trying to control everything we do, and guns is just part of that.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, a lot of people can't see the correlation between prohibition of, say, firearms and prohibition of, say, marijuana or gambling or
I don't know if
prostitution.
It's not, well, I don't know if it's that they can't see it. It's just that they probably never thought about it before. I mean, once it's pointed out, as Michael Dean does in his great DVD, which is called Guns and Weed, it's pretty crystal clear to anyone who spends the hour and a half or whatever to sit down and watch that movie. If you take the time to think about it, the parallels are pretty obvious. But most people, you know, that are into guns aren't necessarily into pot and or other drugs. And a lot of people...
There's probably some value to that.
A lot of people, the reverse, you know, they're not into... You know, people that might be into using drugs might not be into guns. And so they're just living in their own little world where they don't concern themselves with the liberties of other human beings. They're only worried once they're... thing gets threatened, once their hobby is in jeopardy.
Exactly. It's just what I'm saying. You got too many people out here who are conservative thinking gun owners who can only think of the gun issue. You have too many people who are liberally minded, say marijuana smokers, who can only think of their issue. And this is something to me that we ought to all be able to get together on and take our freedoms back, you know, get our freedoms back from the government.
Boy, I like the way you're talking. You might be interested in the Free State Project, Barry. I'd recommend you drop by freestateproject.org and check that out, because in my opinion, the only way you're going to have more freedom in your lifetime is to actually get together with other people who want that. I mean, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, even if those others wouldn't necessarily use their freedom in the same way that you would, or might even use their freedoms in ways that you might find offensive. As long as people can get over the fact that other people want to live differently than them and, you know, leave them alone, then we could have a chance at freedom. But as long as humans insist on controlling the behavior of their fellow man and woman, then we'll never have freedom. Because as long as you wish to control others, you'll inevitably find yourself controlled.
Exactly, brother.
Thanks,
agree
Barry.
With you 100%.
Appreciate the call tonight. Don't forget to drop by freestateproject.org and check that out, because the
government that can do anything for you can do anything to you.
No doubt. And the situation we have is there are people like Barry, like the two of us, Mark and myself. There are people out there who believe in freedom, but they don't know what to do about it. You know, the government's really big and scary. And there doesn't seem to be that many people that believe in freedom. You can feel kind of lonely if you believe in freedom. So the idea is, let's get the freedom people together so we don't feel lonely, number one. And then number two, so we can actually accomplish things. Because if you're all alone out there, you're not gonna have an impact. FreeStateProject.org. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.